Often, ideas come to us that we do not carry out. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Often ideas come to us that we do not carry out. Ellen is in the process of finding out why she has noises in her house at night. She has noises in her house that feels like there is some wild machine operating up in the rafters, that there is something down underneath the floor, and that there's perhaps a dozen elephants romping around in her underneath her house, and along with that, she probably has a few kangaroos jumping upstairs in the roof. And so she's very curious about it, but not curious enough to get out of bed and take a look. She just lays in bed and counts the number of times they jump. Now, we are always given opportunities to take care of things in a simple way. Ellen says, "Herb, how can I stop the noise?" And I said, "Well, turn off your electricity." She said, "Turn off my electricity? That would turn off my refrigerator, that would turn off the clocks, that would turn off everything." "That's right." "And then you'd find out if that also turned off the noise. If it turns off the noise, then you know the noise is caused by something from that particular electrical circuit."
Right.
So then you go out to the garage, once you have found that it shut it off, and little by little, you turn on the circuits. You turn off the all the fuses, and then you turn on the master fuse, and then you turn on one circuit at a time. And then you go and check to hear if it's coming from there. And when you hear it's coming from there, you say, "Oh, that's the circuit." So then you put a little red tag on that circuit, you know. Mm-hmm. And then when it comes time, then you just call the electrician who installed it all and say, "Plug number XYZ going to the kitchen has a noise. When I turn on the plug, it makes a noise. Can you tell me what that might be?" And they will say, "Yeah, it's the plug going to the kitchen making a noise." And you say, "Well, thanks a lot. That's exactly what I came to the conclusion of." But we all need to know what the fundamental problems are when we're dealing with something. If Ellen were a practitioner,
we would speak of it.
Ellen would say, "All is in divine order now. I know exactly what to do." Ellen is not going to say to herself, "I am so very good, I can speak my word and the instant problem is over with and a brand new machine is up there and everything is in divine order." No. The day should come that she should be able to do that. But if that day comes, then she will never have to do that, because she will have blessed her house with newness and with everything functioning perfectly. It's just like, what do you do when you have a tire that has a blowout on it? If your tire has a blowout and you have not been treating, you might have a little problem. But if you treat and you say, "This car is surrounded by my pure white light of love," then a number of things could happen, depending upon the level of your consciousness. Now, I'm talking about the level of your consciousness, the level of your consciousness. Now, where is the level of your consciousness? Is the level of your consciousness, Ellen, that you are guided to maintain your tires so that they'll never have a blowout? When they become old or after so many miles and so on, you replace them? Or are you going to get the last mile out of it and also have a problem? If you're going to be guided by that wisdom, which is not an indefatigable wisdom to come by, not something that it's too difficult to figure out, you listen within and you know when it's time to change the tires. Or you surround your car with your pure white light of love, and you would never have any problems with your tires. Your tires would remain
impeccable.
New. They would remain impeccable. They would remain new. They'd be untouchable. They'd be perfect. But that takes a little upper level of consciousness. The same upper level of consciousness is that as you drive your car, as you drive your car, it does not burn gas or oil or anything like that.
Like mine.
And so, you see, when you have that as your consciousness, Ellen, Sylvia has made a contest with us right now. Sylvia said, like mine. Uh-huh. Now, Sylvia either should perform or shut up. Mm-hmm. Ellen, take Sylvia's credit cards away from her. She doesn't need them. Mm-hmm. She doesn't need them to buy gas or oil for her car or maintenance because her car doesn't need it. Now, you see, I'm telling you this because you don't go pronouncing in front of other people things that you really are not performing. If you are performing the fact that the car doesn't need gas or oil, you don't say a thing. Mm-hmm. You just enjoy it. Yeah. You delight it. It's not that it's secret. It's a... You just enjoy it and delight it like Ellen's car, remember? Ellen had a beautiful little, what was it?
A Cherokee.
Volkswagen, a little Volkswagen, yeah. And she drove it for years. And it was always freshly polished and always full of oil and gas, and the tires were always perfect and drove just like a charm, always. It was ideal. And Ellen says, I have an ideal car. It's in perfect condition all the time. Gas tank is always full, oil is always full, doesn't need anything. Well, then one day she went out to the garage and the car wasn't there. And so she asked the chauffeur where the car was. And he said, oh, he had just taken it in, had it oiled and lubed and gassed and polished. And she says, what? I didn't know you did that. Yeah, I do it once a week. Or more often, depending upon how often I'm using the car. But every week I have that done. Oh, I thought my car didn't need any of that stuff because it was always... No. Ellen, if your consciousness is pure and perfect and beautiful, that can be. There are people who have that.
I'm sure.
And they don't talk about it. Mm-hmm. Because if they talk about it, then they're contested by other people. Well, show me how. Oh, yeah. No way. If you don't have your consciousness absolutely pure and clear about this, you cannot do it. It's not something for the will of the wisp. It's something for a very dedicated consciousness, very one-pointed consciousness. Where is your thinking? I say, my car doesn't need gas. You know, that's the kind of answer I get. Who do I need that in my consciousness? Do I?
No way.
No way. And am I going to allow people to put it in my consciousness? No way. So you can be sure that all the people, and there are lots of them, who are having these experiences, never say a thing about them. Uh-huh. My son always is perfect. Ha, ha, ha. The mother whose son is perfect doesn't say anything about it. She speaks her word. She knows it in her heart. And her son is always perfect because in her heart he's perfect. And there's no way outwardly that he could be imperfect when she holds him in her perfect thought. He is her creation. Now, if she ever allows him to leave home, if she ever allows him to leave her awareness as her son, if she ever allows him to do his own thing, then she has given up the privilege of maintaining that high level. But she can have him married, have a dozen children, have his own life totally, and still enjoy this magnificently and never question where it came from. But many mothers, many parents do this for their children very strongly, and the children don't appreciate it. They don't understand it because it's always been there. No, how come you don't have any problems? I know, my life's just always been blessed. Mama did it. And we don't know that, you know. But Mama did it. And Mama didn't tell us. Mama told us, keep good thoughts, have positive thoughts all the time. She didn't say, I have positive thoughts about you, and you cannot transgress those positive thoughts. You see?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if Mama were to say that, she'd be out of business. If you're to say that, you're out of business. Be it. Be it. Be so perfect. Be so wonderful that everything you are is just absolutely fantastic. Because that's what life's all about. And that's what you're all about. Thoughts are things. The world is a wonderful place. And the world is also a place where you got to shut up. Now you say, that's not a nice thing to say. Oh, it is. You got to shut up.
Mm-hmm.
Restrain yourself. This is your honor, your privilege, your goal, your word that you're speaking. It's not for somebody else. If somebody else wants to benefit from it, fine, let them be in your environment. Yes. But the thing is, you live it. And that's what counts. So, this day, you live it. And watch the miracles happen in your life so beautifully, so wonderfully, so fantastic, because it's done now. Now, if you don't know that, then I'll tell you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
Super.